Welcome back to Coast AM. My guest is Doreen Virtue, and we have so many callers. I wanted to go to our wild card line, Reed in Cincinnati. Do you have a question or comment for Doreen Virtue?
I actually have two questions.
Okay.
The first, and I haven't listened on Coast to Coast in over a year, because for some reason that's bad, I turned it on.
Perfect.
And what you were talking about Archangel Raphael just absolutely hit home, and then caller that kind of brought him up mentioned that he's healing, guiding, and I wanted to know what's the best way. I've really kind of practiced some meditation. What's the best way to be able to work with him and to be able to kind of pull in some of his healing spirit and his guiding?
Well, first of all, let me say that your spirit is very refreshing. That's so wonderful to connect with you with your open mind and open heart. So thank you. And Archangel Raphael has a very gentle and subtle energy. And one of the best ways to work with him is actually in meditation, visualize emerald green, which is clairvoyantly the color he emits when he's doing healing work. And it's also the color in ancient Sanskrit work of the heart chakra. So it's very much love-based, heart-based energy. He's an amazing healer emotionally and physically, and I'm glad you're going to connect with him.
Mm. And so what was your other question?
First of all, with that, I have chills because that was the timing. I turned it on. It was amazing. But my other question is, in some of my meditations, I guess I've gotten a little adventurous or wild, and actually had somebody called the Atrarian contact, kind of reach out to me. And I wasn't
sure. What's the name
again? Atrarians.
Atrarian. Anytime there's an IAN at the end, that can be someone who was an ascended master, like a Metatron or one of those kind of names, Sandalphon. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking that this is your particular angel.
Okay.
Ah, interesting.
Not necessarily a universal archangel, because we each have guardian angels. I know that the skeptics are going to roll their eyes at this, but everyone's got guardian angels. And then the archangels are non-personal. They can go to whoever calls on them.
And actually, to your point on guardian angels, does it have to be a well-known angel, or could it be a family member? Because I've actually had my grandfather, who passed years ago, actually talk to me.
Yeah,
and I was trying to find that my guardian angel.
Yeah, departed loved ones, we don't technically call them angels because they still are humans with egos, but they can act like angels. So your grandfather can definitely protect you while you're driving, if you're working with mechanics, because it seems like he was good with mechanical things. He's, guiding you with that. And absolutely, he's like an angel to you.
Okay. Well, thank you for your question. Those are great questions. Appreciate it.
Yeah, very thoughtful.
All right. Thank you. We're going to be actually taking another quick break here, Doreen, and we will come right back. Welcome back to Coast AM. This is Lisa Garr. My guest is angel communicator Doreen Virtue, and there's a lot of great calls coming in here. Let's go to, if we can, our wild card line 5, Sterling in Denver.
Hi.
Hi.
Let me just say real quick, I was always a really spiritual person and had many interesting things happen. I'll just give you a quick example. Many years ago in the 90s, early 90s, I was being psychically attacked by some really dark entities going around and around and around my couch. I was physically ill at the time and three angels they flew into the apartment. They were, I don't even know how they fit into the living room. These nasty beings were instantly gone. They almost ran off squealing like little children or something. And there were three angels that actually got me up off the couch, walked me to my bed. Only one of them spoke and put me in bed and tucked me in, the one that spoke. And he said that whenever you need us, anytime you can call. Calling us, and he told me there's three names, and I'll tell you that in a minute. Many years after, over the 10 years following that, I got addicted to chemicals and just kind of just fell apart and really bad depression, tried to commit suicide. My children tell me at least 11 times I've lost count. And experience after my mom died in 2010, I was just so torn up and just wanted to go home with her so bad. And tried, you know, once again to commit suicide. I'd always done it through pills and drinking. And I had three angels come around my bed, and I was specifically, very specifically told, and I was shown something first, and then I was very specifically told that in this lifetime, I would not be, and I quote, permitted to commit suicide in this lifetime. Mm-hmm. I don't know what they showed me, but I shot up out of that bed, and I threw away the narcotic stuff I had been using. Of course, I dug it out later on the day. I tried to commit, commit suicide, you know, again, over a couple of years after that. I never could. And then finally the doctors told me the last time I tried, I should have been dead, because I took over, I don't know, two bottles, which would have been like 120 pills. And, you know, my system just doesn't keep that anything. It just flushes it out. They don't know why, other than I had made surgery before that affected my digestive system. But even times when I've soaked it so much with alcohol and pills, I cannot go home.
Right.
You know?
Because you still have a purpose.
I understand.
As long as you're alive, you still have a purpose to serve. So you're not done yet, and your family needs you.
I don't know why. And then the other thing that I had thought about first asking was, I, you know, especially over the last few years, seeing 11-11, or 1-11.
That makes sense. 11-11 is the opposite of the depression you've been going through. And 11-11 means keep your thoughts positive. So your angels are saying, those same ones who helped to get rid of the negative energy, are saying, come on, we've got to go look at the bright side of everything instead of always looking at the dark things. But you've got free will choice in that. So they're asking you to do things like take good care of your body, meditate. It doesn't have to be formal meditation, but meditate and be careful who you hang out with, because you're very sensitive.
Have you?
I am very sensitive.
Stop
it's,
hanging
it's,
out with
it's
people
horrible.
Who are partiers.
Negative energy. What it looks
negative,
like.
Yeah.
Sterling, do you have something that is something that you can look forward to, or a purpose or a passion of yours?
I used to do art quite a bit, but I haven't done that in years. It's almost like that's the only time I feel like I'm alive and breathing, and I won't even allow myself that pleasure because I just don't feel like I deserve it.
Could you try it?
With the three angels, I carry my art stuff with me no matter where I go, and yet I won't, I don't know. But the three angels that had came, the only one that spoke was Gabriel, and it was the Archangel Michael, Gabriel, and one I'd never heard of, Nathaniel.
Nathaniel's a very famous angel who is the angel of change. Of positive life change.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
So it's time for your life to change. Lisa and I would like to ask you to do what we call pinky swear, that you're going to do your art tomorrow. Okay?
It's as easy
even
as
if it's for 5 minutes.
Picking up the pencil or the paper, yep, or whatever you have, and just do it. You got on this radio station for a reason, Sterling. This is your chance to do that. Committed.
Yeah, okay.
You committed to millions of people.
I know. I said, you guys are trying to talk to me, and the Archangel Michael has been coming so often. I said, okay, fine. Then this phone is busy, busy, busy. You just have to let it ring.
Can we get a yes?
Yes.
Good girl. Millions of people just heard you. Thank you. All right.
We're going to be watching.
Okay. Let's go to wild card line 2, Elizabeth in Honolulu. Hi.
Good evening.
Hi.
Good evening. Good evening, Lisa and Doreen.
Aloha, Kama'aina. How are you?
Aloha, aloha. Oh, I'm so honored that you all received my call. And I have a comment and a question, and I'd like to take the questions and comments off air so I can really understand what you're saying to
Okay.
I've been religious since a child, and I moved to Hawaii 5 years ago. 1 month later, I was diagnosed with invasive ductal carcinoma, breast cancer, and I went back to the mainland. I wasn't going to get an operation, but my daughter, you know, cajoled me to go to the oncologist, so I finally did, and I got the mastectomy and the chemo and the radiation. Then I said, well, as soon as I'm over with this, I'm coming back home to Hawaii. Mm. So during this time that I was going through my major traumas and trials, I called on the Archangel Michael and the Archangel Raphael, and I'm telling you, I could just feel the power and the healing that came to me, because I really didn't think I was going to wake up after the surgery. Mm. And then after I came back to Hawaii, I was no longer religious. I became very, very spiritual. Yeah. I do meditation. I open my chakras, my horoscope, and numerology. And it's just so powerful, you know, in my life.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. You found that distinction between religion and spirituality.
Yeah, and I don't think either one of us have any problem with religion if it's something that's important to someone in a foundation. I think what you're talking about is a living religion. It's yours. It's this spiritual life.
Exactly. Everything else was, I was unfulfilled. I went to every Christian denomination, either joined it or stayed in it for a long time, and it just, there was something missing.
I understand. Try Unity. Go to unity.org. It's a non-denominational church that's very much open-minded and into spirituality.
That's a good one. Yes, yes. Thank you so much. Yeah, Unity Church. Thank you for your call, Elizabeth. Appreciate it. Let's go to first-time caller Mandy. Mandy in Wichita, Kansas. Do you have a comment or question for Doreen Virtue?
I do, actually. My grandmother and my mother, two of the strongest women I've ever known in my entire life, back in 1991, my grandfather passed away, massive heart attack. Back in 2003, my father passed away, West Nile virus, actually. Quite tragic, a week-long struggle. Anyway, when I was younger, my grandmother told me, she sat me down one time and had told me that my after my grandfather passed away, she had experienced the weakest point of her life. She, you know, my grandfather handled everything. He took care of her. He handled, you know, the yard work, the finances, everything. He made sure that she never wanted for anything in her life. After he was gone, she was devastated. It took months, and I'm sorry, I'm diverting.
Months more.
She had told me that there was an angel, and that's the only way she could describe her, was an angel. He would sit on her bed every single night, and she would feel this overwhelming sense of comfort. And only when she realized that she could no longer handle the big farm and everything by herself, and realized that it was time to move on, sell the farm, and find a home for herself and my aunt, who is special needs, did she finally let go, and the angel stopped visiting her. It was like she was comforting her until she realized it was time to move on. My mother, ironically, told me in the same story many years later after my father passed away, that for months after he passed away, she would cry herself to sleep. Just complete loss, totally weakened by the whole situation. And she described the exact same angel, purple robes, very comforting, almost a woman's sense, just very comforting. And literally they both described the exact same situation, that once they both decided it was time to let go, that this angel stopped visiting them. And they were able to move on with their lives.
Doreen, does this sound familiar to you?
Yeah, it's beautiful. In fact, it reminds me of an ancient Jewish scripture that says that when you're visiting a sick person, don't ever stand at the end of the bed, because that's where the person's angel is.
Yes.
And so this is something that people who are in need, the angels will make their presence known visually. I assure you that just because they never saw the angel again,
right,
the angel was still there.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason I ask this is just because from a perspective of somebody who, I've always been kind of a skeptic, you know, like I got to see it to believe it. They both have people who have backed up what they have seen. They've both witnessed it. My aunt, my grandmother have both witnessed this angel. And since my father has passed away, my mother and I both are working in a couple of chat rooms for widows, basically widow comfort, help help with them moving on, help with them financially, help with them, you know, if they have children or young children that need help. And we have shared these stories, or I have shared these stories, and I've had many people ask me, many women ask me the name, if there was a name for this specific angel, if they could ask for this specific angel, because they were still feeling weak and they wanted that comfort.
Mm-hmm. Good question.
There's an angel who helps those who are grieving named Azrael, A-Z-R-A-E-L. And this is the angel who helps those whose hearts have gone through a loss, any kind of loss, whether it's job loss or a marriage breaking up or, in, you know, losing a loved one. And Azrael is a very gentle angel who will come and maybe at the foot of your bed or might come to your office, can come in many different ways, and really will speed up that healing process in a healthy way.
Mm.
So tell them to call on Azrael.
I think you got the answer you were looking for. Thank you for the call.
And the name Azrael is often confused with another so-called angel who's a fallen angel, but Azrael is not a fallen angel. Azrael is the angel who helps those who are grieving, A-Z-R-A-E-L.
And the purple robes, is that familiar to you? Do you hear that quite often?
Usually the purple robes are associated with the Archangel Michael, who I would assume is also there to protect people who are vulnerable. I mean, if you've lost someone and your whole life has changed and you're weak, Michael's there to shore you up and give you strength.
I'm sure that this isn't anything unfamiliar to you, but to have people call in with constant angel sightings is a really wonderful thing to hear from, you know, all the way across the world.
20 years of this now, where I get them, the emails every day. It's on my Facebook page and my Instagram every day. And then going on your show, the Aware Show, and now Coast to Coast, listening to angel experiences in my bookshops and workshops, I feel very blessed to hear the good side of life. And I hope everyone will have that experience and not just pay attention to the negative things.
Is it cross-denominational? In all religions,
yes.
Are angels represented in ancient texts?
Well, in Eastern texts, they don't have the wings, you know, and they're called bodhisattvas. But it's their deities, their divinities. This is the same thing. It's always benevolent guides who are watching over us. And that is something that is across the board of all religious paths.
Do they mostly come in times of crisis or need, or are they there in the good times too?
They're there constantly, thank goodness. But when there's a crisis, they make their presence much more visibly known. Because when we're stressed out, as you know, we hold our breath. We might, you know, some people will start taking medications to sleep or deal with pain. And so the angels have to go to the next level of communication. So they may take on human form temporarily, or a voice that cuts through and warns them or tells them something comforting. And this is the kind of conversation that we're having tonight that a lot of people are afraid to talk about for fear of what people may think.
So
you're getting it out in the open.
We're doing it in front of millions of people. It's fabulous. All right. Well, we will be right back. We're going to take another quick break and continue with your phone calls when we come back. This is Lisa Gar. You're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. This is Lisa Gar. My guest is Doreen Virtue. We're talking about angels and angel communicating. And we have a board full of callers here. I wanted to go back to our wild card line, Brian in Toronto, Canada. Brian, do you have a comment or a question for Doreen Virtue?
Yeah, I do have a question. First, I want to say it's Thanksgiving up in Canada, so happy Thanksgiving.
Very good.
Basically, I'm 33. At 18, I got addicted to opiates, and I had a rough little time. Ended up on methadone for 10 years, really lost. Never had money to go to detox or treatment, so I ended up doing it on my own. And got clean, went back to school, and now I'm trying to help other addicts as an addiction counselor. So I feel like that's kind of my purpose. But along the way, there were some relapses, and now it's not so much with the actual substances, but sometimes just dealing with all the emotions that I've never had a chance to deal with in my life, because ever since I've, all those formative years, I was numb on oxy or heroin.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very spiritual, and I'm, you know, I believe in spiritualism. I just don't really know how to get my foot there. So, you know, I suffer mostly now from depression and just sometimes it's not so much the substances anymore. It's just learning how to deal with emotions and really self-centered fear. That's what it is, fear of success. I know how to fail. I don't know how to succeed. And I think that's what scares me.
Well, you're a very well-spoken man.
Very well-spoken.
Yes.
And, you know, thank God you didn't die from the oxy, because that's an epidemic of people dying from prescription opiates like that. So you're alive for a reason, and you've found your purpose. Yay! You're ahead of the game with knowing that. And so you're right. When you first get into, I've been clean and sober many, many years, and I've worked the 12-step programs. I highly recommend them, in addition to, you know, the spiritual path we're talking about tonight with praying and God and the angels. And you need support. It's so beautiful you're in touch with the fact that your feelings are pouring out, but you also need a safe harbor to express those feelings. And if you can't afford a counselor, you can certainly get a sponsor at NA, Narcotics Anonymous, and it doesn't cost anything, and it's someone you can call and you can pour your heart out to, and they can put into perspective for you. You can find any of these programs. They also have online meetings for free. It's the most beautiful godsend, the whole 12-step tradition.
Have you done anything like that, Brian?
I do have a sponsor. Like I said, I did go back to school to actually study addictions.
Great.
And I ended up, so I graduated with high honors. So I know pretty much about the 12-step stuff and the clinical approach. What I don't know is why I'm phoning, which is more about the spiritual and angelic approach. I have a sponsor.
Yeah.
My question is more, what do I do personally, trying to learn how to meditate or who to call on to help ease my fear of, you know, venturing out there?
Okay, well, I do hear you, and thank you for letting me segue, you know, past what you were asking. And so someone else needed to hear that, obviously. And so Archangel Raphael, who we spoke about earlier, the angel of healing, is amazing at dealing with emotional healing. But emotional healing doesn't mean that we go back to numbness like we had when we were using. What emotional healing means is being comfortable with the big rainbow of feelings we have here in human bodies. So sometimes you're going to feel lousy. Sometimes you're going to feel angry or ashamed and embarrassed, and you're going to feel like giving up. Those are normal human emotions that we're taught are not okay, and especially men are taught not to numb those and that they're not okay. And as a counselor, you're going to be working, helping your clients to be okay with those feelings and learn how to channel them in positive ways. So meditation is helpful, but it's not going to turn off the feelings like drugs did. It's just going to help you to be okay with them. I keep getting for you, and I'm going to give you a reading, that you've got a real connection to nature that's been ignored. That if you get out on the trails, just walking or sitting or being with trees, you're going to feel a lot better about being on this planet. You're going to like yourself better.
Does that make sense to you, Brian?
Before. Yeah, I've been told that before, actually, about nature. Thank you.
Very good. Oh, I'm so glad that you called. Thank you so much for your call. And we are going to take another quick break. We're going to come back with more phone calls right after this break. Welcome back to Coast AM. This is Lisa Garr, and my guest is Doreen Virtue. Now, Doreen, you're going to be coming to Pasadena at the end of October, yes?
That's right.
I Can Do It?
I'll be in Pasadena at the I Can Do It, and then also teaching a class called Certified Angel Card Reader Class that is a whole day of working with my angel cards. It's so much fun. And also, I teach that class online as a video and an audio class, and anyone interested can just go to hayhouse.com/CACR or just go on an internet search engine and type in Doreen Virtue Pasadena or Certified Angel Card Reader. And if you're guided to come, I would highly recommend it.
Great. And that's in Pasadena in October 24th to 26th.
And then I'll be in Melbourne, Australia the first weekend of November. That's my last part of my tour. 25 years, so we'll have some sort of party there.
Wow.
And, you know, after that, Angel Lady's retiring from traveling,
Angel
except for one time to California per year to see my family and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then the rest is going to be by video, by online classes. I've got online classes right now, such as on my newest class is Clairvoyance Therapy, clairvoyancetherapy.com. Clairvoyance therapy is based on many, many years of me teaching people how to open their third eye and control their clairvoyant visions. And it's got the physiology of the third eye, and it's 9 videos for $33. I'm very, very happy with that we can keep the prices low of these online classes.
Mm-hmm.
As
yes.
well as have them convenient and eco-friendly.
Absolutely.
We created all these videos using solar power, 100% off the grid.
Wow. There so on the cool. island?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So cool that we can really teach and not use a carbon footprint anymore.
Mm, very good. It's a good lead to follow there. All right. So let's go back to our callers here. We've got a wild card line, Laura in Cincinnati. Question kind of along those lines. Laura, what is your question for Doreen Virtue?
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I was calling to find out how to meditate with seeing blind, and I'm not really sure, you know, about directions on how to do this without
without the physical vision.
And how to clear your mind from yes.
Yeah.
Good question.
Okay. So there's so many different ways to meditate. I really am not someone who says there's a certain way or that there's rules. To me, meditation really is about clearing your mind of negativity, or if you have negativity, of a way of being not affected by it in an unhealthy way. So one of the first ways to do meditation is simply as you're going to sleep or as you're waking up. Make it really natural. You're already in bed, so take 5 minutes with your eyes closed and just breathe and watch your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And be in bed and just notice your thoughts. That's the definition of meditating, is noticing your thoughts. And then, to me, if you have the spiritual component of calling on heaven, in whatever belief you have, whether it's Allah or the universe or your higher self or God, calling on help spiritually from a higher vibration to help your day go better. And watch that day. Again, your scientific experiment, when you pray in the morning, does your day go better, yes or no? And if it goes better, then continue that path.
Mm-hmm.
So you can take meditation classes. There's all sorts of YouTube videos on meditation. But to me, you know, really take it easy so that you'll continue doing it. Don't make it a big rule, formula-based thing.
I just interviewed this Dr. Pillai. He's the one of Wayne Dyer's spiritual teachers, and he gave me a great definition on how to clear the mind. Is he said when you go to meditate, your thoughts come in like they're guests at a hotel, and they check in and check out, and they don't stay. And it's kind of I was thinking about this last night, the thought hotel. It just comes, they come in and then they leave, and they come in and leave like visitors.
Exactly.
And it's a great visual.
It's a great visual. And then negative thoughts, you can think of them as the pests in the hotel, you know, the vermin.
Right.
You don't have to have them in your hotel. You can, you know, like you weed your garden, you've got to weed your thoughts. And you can call on heaven to help you with that. You don't have to do it alone. There's a great angel named Jophiel. Jophiel. Some traditions say Jophiel, whose name means the beauty of God. And this angel will make you think positive. I mean, it's free will, but if you call on Jophiel, it's like the angel has a remote control. Boom, your thoughts go more positive.
Wow. Had no idea.
Amazing angel. Highly recommended.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Doreen, is there a situation where if you forget or don't think about your communication with your angels, and all of a sudden you think about them only when you need something, is there any type of lesson that we, you know, need to learn around that? Or is there the chance the angels might not be there?
Yeah, the metaphor the angels gave me about that is they said that if you start to see smoke in your house, you can sit there and you can wait. You can let the smoke burn into a blazing inferno. And you can call the fire department any time, you know, when it first starts or when it's your house about to go under with flames. But it's smarter to call in the beginning when you first get the smoke, they said. Same with calling on angels. Anyone can call on angels. You don't have to be religious. You can be someone who's been, in your mind, done the most horrible things. they are here to help every one of us to have a happier life. The reason is, they said, the reason for angels, which in Greek means messengers or messengers of the Creator, is that we really are going toward a world of peace. But the only way to do that is if each of us individually works on personal peace. So the angels are here to have you be more peaceful, me, everyone listening be more peaceful. So they want to help us with the so-called little things in life, which they've said is what erodes our peace individually. So if you need a parking place, if you need money to buy your kids the tennis shoes they want, whatever you need, ask for help. If it brings you peace and it's aligned with the Creator's will, you'll get that help.
Mm, interesting. Okay, so another good question here coming from our East of the Rockies line, Glory from Rockville. Do you have a question or comment for Doreen Virtue?
Yes, Lisa and Doreen. I have a comment and a question. Number one, I heard Doreen on because I listen to Coast to Coast most every night. And I got busy, busy, busy. And I just put it down. So I said, well, I'm just going to sit back and just listen and learn. Mm. All of a sudden, I heard this voice. Call again. And I did, and it rang.
Wow.
Great.
Angel experience in progress. Love it.
Right. And anyway, I met Doreen Virtue and June in Baltimore, where I brought a stack of books for her to sign, and I had a little angel earrings, and I just wanted to let her know how much I appreciate her and how much she's made a difference in my life, because now I walk with my angels. I'm with them and I know to call them, and I get, and I do energy healing, but I get questions from people. They ask me questions and they ask me, how do you know that you're hearing the angels or you're hearing your ego? And I can't really answer them in words, but I know in my mind what I hear is truth or not.
Your body will tell you. It's basically black and white, the difference between fear energy and the difference between love energy. And even if there was some fallen angel who put an angel costume on and tried to pretend to be one of God's angels, there would still be that fear energy. And the beautiful thing is that you let through a caller tonight, Lisa, who was 100% fear energy, and all of us could feel that difference. And it's the same thing when your ego talks. It feels just like that caller. If there's, you know, a demon coming to you, it feels just like that caller's energy, where your whole thing, your whole body sinks and gets tense. You know, fear energy is not pleasant. It's just, it's really yucky. And so that's your calling card when you're dealing with God, when you're dealing with angels. But as I said earlier, if you call on Archangel Michael, he will ensure that only the highest vibrational energies will get through, including your own higher self getting through versus the ego that we all have.
Right. Now, I'm going to give myself a pinky promise. I'm going to start painting again.
There you go.
Doreen, I started painting my angel. I had two angels going, and I look in my art room, and I just don't have the time. But now I'm going to.
Very good.
You do have the time.
Thanks so much. And both you, Lisa and Doreen, have a voice of love, caring, and it speaks to me, and it speaks to the world. And just keep doing what you're doing, because you touch so many people, because I know you have blessed my life.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much. Beautiful call. I appreciate it. I think we have time for one more caller. We've got, well, actually a couple more callers. We've got Cindy in Tustin, California. It's Cindy. You have a question or comment for Doreen Virtue.
Hi, both. And it's wonderful talking to both of you, Lisa and Doreen. I had a question about the dynamics of the interactions between the angels and the rising collective consciousness. I work with a group that's been working with this for years, and there's scientific research showing that this actually, what we're doing, seems to help. And I've been seeing that it seems like there are more and more positive interactions that I've been seeing in people that we've been working with. And I was wondering if you could talk about the rising collective consciousness and the transition of time that we're in terms of a shifting from time that's negative in the world, or where the chance for negative things to happen.
You know, I want to just mention one thing about the negativity is that it exists, and the more that we resist it, the more that it's persistent. And I think that honoring the negativity is just as important as honoring the positivity. It's just my perspective about it.
It's just being at peace with it.
It's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
It absolutely has its place, yes.
Yep. Yeah, we're in a world of duality in the physical world. A lot of us who were born, like Lisa, like you, like a lot of our listeners who want peace so badly, it's because we were born with the veil up. We remember heaven, the world of non-duality. We remember how peaceful heaven is, and then we keep trying to impose that memory on this world of duality where opposites exist, where it's always been violent here. You know, there's always been the physical fragility, and we get frustrated. So as Lisa's saying, if we can get to the point of not accepting evil because we're here to uplift energy, but not being surprised by it, I guess is what it is.
Right, or resistant to it. It is what it is. It's balance. It happens. That's why there's thorns on a rose. I mean, it's just part of nature. My personal opinion.
I don't choose to live in that energy. I know Lisa doesn't either. But if we focus on it, we're living in it. We're incorporating it in our consciousness. And then we'll start attracting it.
Or if you, as you said earlier, you fight against it, then yes. I do, though, love your perspective about the collective consciousness. And when you were talking, yeah. I saw kind of a protective shield around certain parts of the earth where that collective consciousness could work as a protection and against psychic attack and so forth. And so it's a really good practice and something that you can meditate on and focus on, too, is looking at that as a protective veil around the earth. So thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. And we're running out of time. We've actually, I know, it's so fast.
I love the other hosts on this show, but I've really had fun talking with you. And this is the quickest it's ever gone for me in my experience.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Doreen.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Been a pleasure. And I will see you soon, I know. And thanks for being on tonight.
From Auntie Doreen, too.
I will. I'll say hi to her. All right. Thanks so much. And we'll see you in Pasadena in Los Angeles here. And thank you for everything else. And that's it for me today. Thank you so much for listening, for being a part of this. Thank you for your phone calls and for your energy in this show. And until next time, I invite you all to stay aware.